definition, love is not sex. What you do sexually in a relationship is between you and the other person. How you choose to express yourself in a romantic relationship is between you and the other person. There is no hard and fast rule about that. Are we clear about that? I'm not talking about what you do with your body and what your partner does with their body. I'm talking about love. And love is appreciation, and love is secure, and love is safe, and love is free, and love is fulfilling. And so if I love you, I want you to be happy and fulfilled. I want you to be appreciated, and I want you to be appreciated by everyone you meet. And I want you to be able to appreciate other people, including me. Because love is appreciation, not sex. Even though sex can be a means to symbolize it. Are we clear? Okay, as I told you, this is a tough, this is an intense section, but I love it. I love it. That's what I love about this book, is that it challenges me to really take an honest look at the way that I've been taught and the things that I do. It's not for a person that is afraid to take a real look at the things that are causing them pain. Because you never have to have pain in a relationship. It's not necessary to have pain in a relationship. You can have relationships that are totally fulfilling, that are awesome. But to get to them, I have to know when I got the phony one showing up. So how can I tell when I'm in one that has not been allowed to be the real love that it can be? What do I experience? A great amount of
anxiety
and despair and guilt and attack. And pain. If you're in a relationship with money like that, then you know you're using money to make yourself feel guilty. If it's a person, you know you're using them for guilt. If it's a situation, you know you're using it for guilt and pain. You're not bad. You're just misusing it. But the Course says what I'm really doing is attacking myself to try to get my Creator's attention. Or I'm attacking myself to make the other feel guilty. You know what? Because what you do doesn't have to cause me anxiety, guilt, despair, or attack. It really doesn't. So I have to show you anxiety, guilt, despair, and attack to make you feel guilty. Well, suppose somebody really is doing something horrible to you. Are you aware they're doing something horrible to you? Don't let them. That's the answer. If you're conscious that the only thing you are experiencing is anxiety, attack, non-appreciation, criticism, condemnation, and all the rest of it. here's my favorite line in the Course. Recognize misery and go the other way. So.
Do you know where that line is?
Yeah, she's looking for it.
Yeah. I'll have to do a search on it when I get home. Yeah. Recognize misery and go the other way. Recognize misery and go the other way. Recognize misery and go the other way. And, you know, some relationships it seems like you just fated to deal with, like your children, you know, and like your relatives, you know, they're your relatives today you make your transition, right? But if you be honest with yourself, most of the relationships in your life, I would say 99% of the relationships in your life are by choice. I look at you and say, what about your children? That's just a way to deal with that too. But to be straight up, most of our relationships are by choice. So if you really are in a miserable relationship, in most cases, you can go the other way. Unless you're using the relationship as a way to attack yourself in order to make the other guilty. Chuck, I don't really like myself very much, and I don't really think I'm worthwhile, and I got a lot of serious issues. And my mother didn't give me the kind of love I deserved. I didn't breastfeed long enough. I've been trying to make up for that. And so I have very serious issues. And so I don't think I deserve love. And so what I'm going to do is, I've been taught that if you're not good enough and you're bad, that you deserve punishment. And then when you get punishment, that's correction for your sin or your guilt. So in order for me to purify myself so that I'll finally be worthy, I'm going to choose a special relationship that involves a great amount of pain, that gives me a lot of anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack, broken in two by periods in which they seem to be gone, so that I can attack myself and make the other guilty. Because I am really having this fantasy that centers around my special relationships, and it's all based on bargains and making somebody else do what they don't necessarily want to do, and me do what I don't necessarily want to do, and me trying to get them to change, and them trying to get me to change. So we just really make each other feel guilty and not enough. So I only want a relationship like that if I'm unwilling to relinquish my guilt. So I'm attracted to painful relationships as long as I'm unwilling to relinquish my own guilt. And I'm angry at you, and I hate you for the way that you treat me, and I feel guilty about the way that I feel about you, but I don't really change my ways. And so I'm trying to separate you and exclude you from real love. Now, it is in the special relationship that's born of the hidden wish for special love from God that the ego's hatred triumphs. This next sentence is so deep. Take a breath. For the special relationship is the renunciation of the love of God. And the special relationship is the attempt to secure for the self the specialness that God denied. It is essential to the preservation of your fear and separateness, the ego, that you believe that specialness is not hell, but heaven. For your own fearful mind, the ego, would never have you see that separation could only be loss, being the one condition in which heaven or love could not be. There is no such thing as love in separation. Love is union. So, let's go back. The reason why I want a special relationship with you is because I really want some special love from God. So, you are going to give me the specialness that no one else is. You're going to give me the specialness that no one else is. Because my Creator should be treating me special. It doesn't look like my Creator is treating me special, but Saturday night, I'm getting